Weather updated around the clock on WTOP Radio. I'm David Maddox at the Weather Channel.
You're waking up to mainly clear skies this morning. 46 in Washington at Reagan National, 35 at Dulles, 42 at BWI. WTOP News Time, 4:59.
This is the WTOP Radio Network. WTOP FM Washington. WTOP AM Frederick. WTWP FM Warrenton. WTWP AM Washington. And worldwide on WTOPnews.com.
I'm Richard Day.
And I'm Bruce Allen. Coming up,
it's a spring fling for gas prices, their highest level since October.
Constructing a transportation deal, elusive for now. This is Hank Silverberg.
Traffic enforcement cameras, they're not just for red lights anymore. I'm Kate Ryan.
Everyone's popping up a Patriots fan. We'll tell you who's on the bandwagon. I'm Darcy Marchese.
The Caps beat the Hurricanes in North Carolina, and Ovi gets another one.
WTOB News Time, 5 o'clock.
AP Radio News.
Listen to Washington Post Radio now on 107.7 FM and 1500 AM. Washington Post Radio. There's always more to the story. Because there's always more to the story, you are listening to Washington Post Radio, 107.7 FM, 1500 AM, and reaching the world on WashingtonPostRadio.com.
It's 5:30 on the dot. We're so glad you're with us on this very first day of Washington Post Radio. It is Thursday, March 30th, 2006. And this is, we're proud to say, Washington Post Radio. Good morning, I'm Mike Moss, and in the minutes ahead, we've got so much to tell you, I don't know where to begin. First of all, the birth of this radio station. This is our first morning on the air, and we will learn about the goals and ambitions of Washington Post Radio and what you can expect from this fine radio station, from the executive editor of the Post himself, who is up at this unusual hour, I know, for him. Len Downey's in studio with us, and we'll be talking with him in the minutes ahead. Also, how do you keep one of the most dangerous regimes from getting control over nuclear weapons? In this case, the big concern of the United States and the United Nations is how to keep Iran and its shoot-from-the-hip president from possessing the technology that could change the world. At 5:50, that is, Mary Jordan will take us in-depth live from London. Fallout from the Abramoff lobbying scandal. Lobbying reform is moving ahead on Capitol Hill. But does it really do anything? We'll check in with Washington Post Radio's Jeff Birnbaum on what's in the legislation and what's missing. Will it really reform lobbying, or is this just another smoke cover? Spring's in the air and real estate signs are in the front yards, but the houses aren't selling like they did only a year ago. Has the bubble burst? Michelle Singletary has some answers and advice, and that's coming up at 6:20 this morning. That and so much more as we go in-depth on Washington Post Radio. But first at 5:32, it's time for us to check the top stories at the bottom of the hour, and we welcome Jessica Doyle from WashingtonPost.com to take care of that for us this morning. It's our first broadcast, and good morning. And welcome, Jessica. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike. What an honor to be the first person to talk to you on Washington Post Radio.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You're pulling my leg so hard, I feel like it's going out the door.
Oh, come on. It's so exciting. So exciting. And we have a lot of news to talk about. I'll tell you first, the Senate has passed a sweeping bill